So the Gemara in Yuma tells us that we have a tradition that Avram Avinu accepted the Torah, he fulfilled the Torah before it was given. And the Gemara even says, Afilu Eruve Tavshoen, even a rabbinical mitzvah of working out cooking on Yontif. So exactly whatever it means exactly that they kept Kol HaTorah Kula, but we have a tradition, not only Avram, but according to many sources, the other Avos as well. So there's a famous question we see from this week's Parsha, from Parsha's Lech Lecha, that we see that one of the commandments Avram fulfilled was the famous mitzvah of Miwa, of circumcision. So the question is, we see in the Parsha that Avram didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Miwa until he was commanded from God. So the question is, if Avram fulfilled all the other mitzvahs, he put on talis, tefillin, he sat in the sukkah, he shook the dalamina, whatever mitzvahs he might have done or he didn't do, but he volunteered them, he accepted them, b'toras eino mitzuva v'yosa. So the question is, so how come, why didn't he volunteer the mitzvah mila? The same way he figured out all the other commandments, why couldn't he figure out mila? And go ahead and he should have volunteered it. So the different approaches in the commentaries. Number one is, I heard from Rav Nissen Alpert and Rav Soloveitchik along similar lines, that the word isn't just mila, we know it's called the bris mila. A bris is a covenant between us and our Kaddish Baruch Hu, us and God. So by definition, you go into any partnership, be it with God, be it in business, be it with anything else, you need another partner there. You need someone else. So to do a bris mila for your own purpose, there was no purpose in them. There was no mitzvah yet. It's only once there was a covenant going on, so therefore that's why Avram had to wait until there was someone else involved, and once he commanded him, he did it. Others point out that perhaps until then, it might have been prohibited to do a bris mila, because we all know we have a prohibition of, an extreme sense, we have a prohibition of suicide. One is not permitted to take one's own life, but not only suicide. One cannot do any harm. You can't cut off your finger. You can't cut your finger. Anything dangerous and harmful, the Torah says you have an obligation to take care of oneself, and therefore, you're not allowed to cause harm unless there's some greater purpose. So up until the mitzvah mila, there was no purpose to have to do a surgical procedure on that area, just causing harm to yourself. It's once we had the mitzvah mila, so then there became a heter for him to do it. So he couldn't do it. Putting on tefillin, putting on the things, you're not causing harm to yourself. But to do a procedure on yourself before you commanded, and there's no benefit before that point, so therefore it was prohibited. Others point out, the Vilna Gaon and the Maharal Diskin point out, we have a famous principle in the Gemara, Godo ha-mitzuva va-ose, misha eino mitzuva va-ose. That it sounds counterintuitive, but the principle is, greater the one who does a commandment, one who does a mitzvah who's commanded, is Godo, is greater than one who volunteers and does a commandment. At first glance, we would think the opposite. It's better for your child or whoever to volunteer and take the garbage out than you have to scream at them to take it out. But on a certain level, volunteering is a higher level. But what the Gemara means, Tosis explains, that, as we all know, it's harder to do something when you have to do something. When you're forced to do something, if you're on your day off, you do whatever you want. If it's a day on, you have to show up. There's a lot more pressure. So therefore, and whether it's someone who has to lose weight, it's much harder to. Someone who doesn't have to, if I feel like doing it, I'll do it. So in life, it's much harder to do things. It's much more difficult to do something on a consistent basis when you're obligated. So therefore, Gadol HaMitzuva. So Avram didn't want to volunteer. He wanted to get the greater mitzvah, wait till I'm commanded, and then I'll do mila. Of course, the obvious question is, so he shouldn't have volunteered any commandments. So if that's the case, if it's greater to wait to be commanded, so why did Avram do the other mitzvahs before he was commanded? So The answer is because when it comes to putting on talus, putting on tefillin, the fact I put it on yesterday, last week, in fact, a bar mitzvah boy, before he becomes obligated, he usually practices. He puts on the tefillin before. But it doesn't take away that on the day he becomes bar mitzvah, so now he's obligated, he could still do talus and tefillin. But fortunately or unfortunately, milah you can only do once. So therefore, a mitzvah that can only be performed once in the optimal sense, so that Avraham Avinu waited to be commanded based on the principle, agado ha-metzuvah v'yoseh v'sheino metzuvah v'yoseh. So we had three possibilities. One is because a bris involves two people, so Avraham had to wait to be commanded to fulfill the bris, the covenant. Number two, it was prohibited to cause harm to oneself. Until there's a mitzvah milah, you can't just do a harmful procedure with no gain. And thirdly is that he wanted to fulfill the mitzvah in its ideal sense when he's commanded, and milah you can only do once, so that's he waited for the commandments.
Jason, yes.